Hi, this is Cherry Lee Mewis, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe.
Blues, how do you do? Yeah, good morning, blues. I said, blues, how do you do? You know that I'm doing all right, boy. Good morning, how are you? Yeah, I lay awake last night, tossing from side to side. You know that I lay awake last night and I was tossing from side to side. You know that I had the blues so bad that I damn well nearly died. Find the blues running around the bed.
You know that I woke up this morning, found the blues running around my bed.
And I went down to my breakfast and I found them all in my bread. Yes, good morning, blues. Blues, how do you do? Morning blues, blues, how do you do? You know that I'm doing all right, boy. Good morning, how are you?
Guten Abend. Well, you probably gathered therefore that might have been in Germany, you're right. It's Long John Baldry, opening up The Raven and the Blues from the album Live in Berlin, 1992, and Good Morning Blues, and that was going on to Dave Burgess in Afghanistan, but only for a few more days. It's his last weekend in Afghanistan, heading back to the States, either early next week, or thereabouts anyway, and I know that Dave likes Long John Baldry. And it wasn't what I was going to start with. I'm going to play what I was going to start with in a second. Anyway, welcome to the programme. Whether you're listening on Talk Radio Europe, on FM, Radio Napa in Cyprus, also on FM, of course, Kansas City Online Radio, that great great 24 hours a day blues radio station coming out of Kansas City, or whether it's Radio Belgrade, or of course as a podcast, one of the many thousands of podcast listeners. Welcome to the program. The usual mix of good stuff in the show, most of it newish, but occasionally I'm going back a couple of tracks which go back some years. This next one goes back a long, long way. Long John Baldry and I worked together. Well, okay, let's put that in perspective, shall we? I was assistant road manager, roadie for the band called the Steam Packet back in the middle 60s. And the Steam Packet was then the very well-known Long John Baldry and the lesser well-known Julie Driscoll and the even lesser well-known Rod Stewart. And the band were the Brian Auger Trinity. And I roadied with them for about 5 months through the summer of 64 or 5 or thereabouts. And we became quite good friends. I was lowly. I was at the back of the van on the 4x12s to go with Rod Stewart. But the friendships that were made then sort of stayed the test of time. Okay, let's move forward. Rod Stewart becomes very famous. Elton John becomes famous. Long John Baldry, not quite so. He has a couple of hit singles, but they're sort of schmaltzy, easy listening kind of stuff in the late 60s. And he wants to go back to the blues. So in the early 90s, he wants to go back to the blues. And Rod Stewart and many of his friends come around and say, okay, we'll give you a hand on the album. So this is kind of rare, this. It took me a while to get hold of it. I didn't even know I was going to. It came via Amazon about 30 seconds before I went on air. So here we go. First, I'll play this for a long, long time. The album is called Everything Stops for Tea. We'll let John do the information, shall we?
This really is a bit of history now, because Rod and I haven't sung together in so many years. In fact, I think it's 1965 since we had the Steam Packet. That was the last venture we had together. And this is the second time ever that we've ever recorded anything together. Mother ain't dead. She's only asleeping, patiently waiting for Jesus to come. She got so sick last year in the winter. Now she's patiently waiting for Jesus to come. Oh, Father's so sad. He's a-missing, oh mama, patiently waiting for Jesus to come. Sweet in their springtime, patiently waiting for Jesus to come. Mother ain't dead, she's only asleep, patiently waiting for Jesus to come, patiently waiting. Patiently waiting for Jesus to come.
Patiently waiting for Jesus to come from 40 years ago. 1972. The album, which is called Everything Stops for Tea, the album art done by Rolling Stone and Ron Wood. On the band there, you've got Elton John with his band, Davy Johnson, Ray Cooper, Nigel Olsen. And there you heard Rod Stewart. A rare thing, not only singing, but also playing banjo as well. And also Klaus Voormann is on bass as well. And that's for Dave Burgess. Two Long John Baldry tracks in a row. Hope you enjoyed that one. That's Mother Ain't Dead. She's only asleep. Okay, here's somebody who's coming to do a live session in about 4 weeks' time when he starts his UK tour. I'm so excited. One of my albums of the year last year. It's called The Shovel Versus the Howling Bones. Here's Lincoln Durham.
And met a dove once white as snow. I turned her a shade of gray. Oh, a dove, she wants to spread her wings, but a crow clips and dove wings away. I said, how does a crow fly like a me? How does a crow fly like a me? How does a crow learn to fly so high where he can rise up to heaven? I went down to the depths of despair. I wanted loose to roll my grave. I felt around in the dark for a while among the wicked hands it prayed. Yeah. How does a crow fly like a needle? How does a crow fly like a needle? How does a crow learn to fly so high where he can rise up to heaven again? As cold. How does a heart turn black as coal? How does a heart turn black as a coal? How does a crow save his own wretched soul? How does a crow fly like a needle? How does a crow fly like a needle? How does a crow learn to fly so high where he can rise up to heaven again?
Confirmed, the date isn't in the diary, but the request is in and the response has come back, and it's a question of if we can, we will. I hope we can. That's Lincoln Durham, about to do his very first UK tour in about 3 or 4 weeks' time from his album from last year, The Shovel vs. the Howling Bones, and that is How Does a Crow Fly? Okay, acoustic now. The album came out earlier on this year, Deeper in the Well. Here's Eric Bibb and Sitting in a Hotel Room.
Lord, I'm looking out on these mountains, thinking, how good is that? Sunlight slipping down the slopes, new day coming back. Sitting in a hotel room, clock says 5:45. And there's nothing in this picture I need to fix. Man outside in a pickup, driving off to work. Sunlight warming up the road, gravel and dirt. Sitting in a hotel room, clock says 6:03. Lord, I do believe this feeling might be heaven's key. Down in this valley, green and white, sunlight drying up the dew, not a cloud in the sky. Sitting in a hotel room, clock says 6:19. Blessing my past and my future here in between. Lord, I'm looking out on these mountains, thinking, how good is that? Sunlight sliding down the slopes, new day coming back. Sitting in a hotel room, clock says 6:35. Lord, I'm happy in this moment, being being alive. Alive.
Just how good is that? Eric Bibb, Deeper in the Well, came out earlier on this year, and they heard Sitting in a Hotel Room. It's the Raven and the Blues. It's a good day here in the UK. The weather is lovely, and therefore all the doors and windows on the top deck of the houseboat are open, so if I stop talking, well, you can't hear much. You can hear bits of water, but no planes, no birds. It's nice. Hope the weather is good where you are, and life is good for you too. Let's go back some 5 years, back to the Isle of Man. The Davy Knowles, the album called Roll Away, the band are Backdoor Slam, and Too Late.
Well, I've been walking to ease my mind. Have my doubts, but left them.
Steve Strings and Marcus Tiley on the Isle of Man. That's Backdoor Slam. Roll Away from 5 years ago and Too Late for last year now. And C.C. Adcock and a little old Band of Gold who were touring the Europe. I was going to say the UK. It was mostly Europe they were touring, and a whole range of great concerts and some rare recordings out of them. C.C. Adcock doesn't record very often. I think Lafayette Marquis was the last album he was on, and that must be 6 years ago now. But he appears, as I say, with little old Band of Gold. Here they are with The Last Hayride.
Down in the land of the dream and dream state, license plates are stamped out by Angola inmates. It takes a big man not to be little. The sun's coming up on your acquittal. Chicken in every pot, every man a king. So kiss a nut on the lips of me like your total vigilante. Hey baby, we were good underneath the sheets. I'll keep that all flowing. The rice growing and the good times are rolling. Just call me Little Napoleon. But when there's no money left to steal, no all left to grease, so will we will blind Lisa tell y'all I am shy. Trust me, I believe in Louisiana. Even if you walked on water, man, the last sea ride is over. Even if you pictures on the dollar, man, the last sea ride is over. While you was tapping down Sorority Row, back at the mansion they was tapping the phones at the pheasant day. It just means that you did your job right. A silver fox with a golden tongue, man, you played it small and you kept them dumb. Yeah, you really kept them dumb. Lord, you really kept us dumb. Now you got bones buried everywhere and bars across your view. Ignorant children picking cotton down, yeah, they never caught no glimpse of you. Even if you walked on water, yeah, the last day ride is over. Even if you pictures on the dollar, all the last day ride is over.
One, two, three. Even in the jailhouse, in the valley of the shadow of death, to fear no evil, thou art with me. Even in the institution, in the drawing of my dying breath, to fear no evil, thou art with me. I've been a lot of places when the terrible deadly sword of the Lord was withheld from the traitors. Faces I remember. Seen a whole lot of sorrow when the perpetrators didn't even know what they was doing. It's not their problem. Even in the jailhouse, in the valley of the shadow of death, to fear no evil, thou art with me. Even in the institution, in the drone of my dying breath, to fear no evil, thou art with me. That I've seen and taken part of is ending in me all transmuted into understanding. If my destiny She tapped me on the shoulder, you know I won't dispute it. Can't be too demanding. Even in the jailhouse, in the valley of the shadow of death, so fear no evil. Thou art with me. Even in the institution, in the groaning of my dying rest, so fear no evil. Thou art with me. Thou art with me. Thou art with me. Thou art with me.
Hope you enjoyed the segue. Two tracks which were, I think, worked rather well side by side. CC Adcock and Little Old Band of Gold from the album The Promised Land from last year with The Last Hayride. And then also from last year, the album Okeechobee Blues, the fabulous Watermelon Slim, of course, and Super Chicken, and Thou Art With Me. I realised that Spotify and before that things like Pandora are so good that you can actually listen to them all day, really. And so I realised that my job, therefore, is to try and out-Spotify Spotify. Play things that you wouldn't normally get just by sort of choosing a particular genre. And so with that in mind, let's change things quite dramatically. Those things you're not allowed to like, but I'm not afraid to say it. My name's Dave Raven, and I like that album, Honkin' on Bobo, the band Aerosmith from 8 years ago, and there they are, with a number which has been done by, I'm trying to think of over the years. I know B.B. King has done a version of it. Sonny Boy Williamson originally, of course. Tam White out of Scotland. I think almost every blues band of note has done Eyesight to the Blind, written by Sonny Boy Williamson, and there you heard Aerosmith. Okay, what should we do now? Little Ed and the Blues Imperials, their new album Jumpstart, or newish album Jumpstart. This is called Kick Me to the Curb. We'll be right back.
first met, you called me your pet. Now's a new day. Treat me like a hungry stray. The mean things that you do, there ain't nothing new. And one day, pretty babe, they'll be done to you. Hanging around, you kick me to the curb. Lord, it put me down. Mean things that you do, there ain't nothing new. And one day, pretty baby, they'll be done to you. You won't even know if I still go. Do what you must do till I'll pray for you. The mean things that you do, there ain't nothing new. And one day, pretty baby, hey, something gonna happen to you. Oh yeah.
Produced by the boss of the record label, Bruce Inglauer, and also Little Ed Williams, and Little Ed and the Blues Imperials, and their new album, or newish album anyway, called Jumpstart, and that's called Kick Me to the Curb. You know, I wonder when the boss of the record company who gives you the contract in the first place, when Bruce is standing there, do you argue with him, do you reckon, when you're co-producing with him, or do you just say, whatever you say, Bruce, it's entirely up to you. Okay, Collie Lush, her album last year was called Send Me No Flowers. Here is the title track.
Yeah.
give me the money. And yes, that's Connie Lush from the album of the same name, came out last year, Send Me No Flowers. There's a great live version of that on Connie Lush Live at the Cavern Club, Liverpool, but that is the studio version anyway. Okay, from Connie Lush and Blue Shouter, as she's often with, let's stay with the ladies but change the style quite dramatically. An EP, well, no, it's not an EP, it's only 20 minutes long, so it's seven tracks, so it's kind of halfway between a four-track EP and a 10-track album. But you do get, when you buy it, you get a free DVD with it as well, so it's kind of a multimedia. The band are Larkin Poe. It's called Thick as Thieves, whether it's an EP or an LP, and here they are with Russian Roulette.
On your mark, it said Russian Roulette. Stake all you've got, don't forget it's a shot in the dark. Revolver is loaded, go for a spin. Where it will stop, no one knows but the firing pin. Firing pin. Love ain't kind, it'll rob you blind. Love is a game that you just can't win.
It's playing Russian roulette. but my mind. None of my business, baby, it's just what's going on. I'm not gonna wait till somebody throws me a bone. I'm well on the limb now, and nothing seems to rhyme. It's playing Russian roulette with my mind. I think that you've caught on. That you've been using on. I'm going down to New Orleans. I've got to see Dr. Jones. If your girls are working, everything will be fine. Stop playing Russian roulette with my mind. It's not easy, baby, when everything starts getting out of control. Hang on to your hat now, hang on to your soul. Don't worry, baby, I wanna throw you the line. They're playing Russian roulette with your mind. There's too many hustlers, and I've been here before. None of them really know just who that you are. Everything gets contracted, and space gets confined. In Russian roulette with your mind. They're playing Russian roulette. They're playing Russian roulette. They're playing Russian roulette with your mind. They're playing Russian roulette. They're playing Russian roulette.
You know, I'd hate to work for a radio station where you get a playlist and have to obey it exactly, and you can't even change the order around. That wasn't in the show when I put it together about 4 or 5 hours ago, but it was when I was playing Larkin Poe with a track from their Thick and Steve's EP and Russian Roulette. I thought, I know another Russian Roulette, which I haven't played for ages, and so raced into the rack, down to the M's for Morrison, and there you heard Van Morrison, the Marmite of blues music. You either love him or hate him. As you know, I love him. That's Russian Roulette. Okay, a long track now, but a good one too. And it's I'll dedicate this. We've had some dedications this week for Dave Burgess leaving Afghanistan. I said Falkland Islands, leaving Afghanistan, and for the guys on the Isle of Man as well. This one is for a fellow DJ, Ted Dames, otherwise Beardo of Beardo and Spinner and Bandana Blues Flame, because I know he'll like this too. It comes from the new album, or the newish album, 24 Pesos, When the Ship Goes Down, and it's a track called Trying to Get Back to You, with Shades of Captain Beefheart.
I was raised by the river. who left me for a low-down bum. On the day I was born, I moved to the city, found a $5 bill. Life started to shine, brighter than a national steel. Brighter than a national steel. Brighter than a national steel.
I think it's fabulous. One of the best tracks on the album, and it's a good album, so that's a high praise indeed. The album is When the Ship Goes Down, 24 Pesos the Band, written by Julian on vocals and guitar. Silas produced it, he's on bass. Great, great organ playing there from Mose Gamble, and Mike Connolly on drums. And I think that's just so good. It's called Trying to Get Back to You, brackets for Captain Beefheart, and the longest track on the album as well. And that is almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week. Thanks for the donations that have come in. This program exists entirely on donations. If you feel a little bit flush, it's always nice. The website, of course, is www.raven.dj. Email address is also pretty simple too. That's dave@raven.dj. A couple of emails have come in over the last couple of weeks from people spotting artifacts in the programme. In other words, when I make the show and then save it and publish it to the internet, at that stage occasionally odd noises occur. I never know why, but they do. Often I don't hear them myself, so therefore if you hear something wrong with the programme, whether I've mispronounced a track or how you hear any strange noises, I'd be really grateful if you let me know as soon as possible, because I can then make the alterations and fix it kind of stuff. And so for those who have let me know, thank you. And quickly just do it, dave@raven.dj. Okay, let's close with a newish album. I've been out about a month or so now. It's called Soul Shot, Curtis Salgado, another great album, Alligator Records. This one is called He Played His Harmonica, which is kind of apposite, I guess. Anyway, whatever your plans are for the next 7 days, I hope life is good for you and you can join me for some more blues in a week's time. But from a sunny houseboat on the Thames in London, from me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
You know, Four Corners was a stomping ground. In my younger days, we'd hang around breathe, signifying. I went a young blood with a pompadour, had a tailored suit, one button roll. Checked the cat was clean, ain't no denying. He said, there's more to me than meets the eye. A hustling and dressing fly. I'm here to rock the world, and I ain't lying. And then he played his harmonica. Sound. He played his harmonica.
He played his harmonica. The auditory nerfed in line.
My universe is shining bright. He played his harmonica.
He played his harmonica.
He was as bad as Al Capone on the Windy City saxophone. Got out and talked around. There was this party going down with a DJ and some micro brews. So I fell by to check it out. The party was dead, nobody's about. When in walked the young blood, slow and cool. He saw the DJ wasn't cutting it.
said, this is a dragon, so is your mix. And that's when he went to make his move, shouting, I'll get this house a jumping quick. He then pulled out his licking stick, put it up between his lips, and then he blew.
You know